Well, Paul, let's reflect back on that day when the Pope embraced your son Dominic, who has cerebral palsy. Tell us how that came about.
Yeah, it was such a great moment. First of all, we have to recall that Pope Francis had just been elected, so the world was still getting to know Pope Francis, who this new Pope was, and it's Easter Sunday. So there's a lot of attention on Rome, on the big Christian holidays the way it is, but especially that Easter Sunday. Now, that day, it almost didn't come to pass. I have 5 kids, and to get the kids rounded up to head off to St. Peter's Square early in the morning, it was not the easiest feat in the world. And we had gone over to daylight savings time the night before, and you name it. But so we get to the square; it's already filled up, and they have a seating section where you need tickets to get into, and we did have tickets for that, but it was already too late; it was filled up. So we were just thinking of hanging back in the square. But our kids pressed us to try to get into the seating area. So we went to the entrance, and the Swiss guard said, no, it's all filled. However, there is a special seating section for the disabled. And so the boy, my son Dominic, he can come with one person, one adult to accompany him. So my wife went with him. So I actually stayed back in the back of St. Peter's Square. Anyone who's been there can kind of picture this with the rest of my four kids. So Easter Sunday Mass takes place, and then at the end of Mass, the Pope begins his tour. Okay, now I don't really, you can't really see what's going on, and when you're in the square, there's a lot of excitement, a lot of energy. People are waving banners, and you can't always see where the Pope is going or where he is. So, sometimes you're looking at their two big jumbotrons giving live feed of where the Pope is and what he's doing. Sometimes you're looking at that. Sometimes you're looking at the crowd. Sometimes you're trying to spot where the Pope mobile is. So when the embrace with my son occurred, I was looking at the crowd, and my oldest son, Lucas, who was 12 at the time, said, "It's Dominic." And actually, I thought what he meant was he saw my wife and my son Dominic coming through the crowd after Mass looking for us. Then he said, again, "It's Dominic." I could tell, the tone of his voice, something special happening here. So I look up at the jumbotron and see Pope Francis embracing my son. Mm. And I was moved to tears and put my arm around my oldest son. We just stood there shocked in total disbelief.
Well, many may remember that photograph. In fact, if you're listening and you'd like to see that photograph, it's posted on our website, wgbhnews.org. It really said a lot about Pope Francis, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It became an iconic image, and I think because it helped define who this Pope is. And, it's been a signature theme of his pontificate ever since, which we've become well familiar with, which is that that Christians, Catholic Christians in particular, need to go out to the margins, need to reach out and serve the poor, reach out towards the fringes. And I think what we saw in that embrace is what he meant by the poor. He didn't mean it in some kind of facile, materialist way, but more in a sense of those who are those who have disabilities or special needs, those who are lonely, those who suffer some kind of psychological impairment or emotional wound. I think he means all this when he speaks of going to the margins and expressing our love for the poor.
Now your son was 8 years old at the time.
He was 8.
He has cerebral palsy, so he's in a state where even the Pope picking him up and embracing him, how did that actually happen?
So, what happened is during the Mass, there was an usher for the Vatican who took a notice to my son, and the idea got in his head, that boy is going to meet the Pope.
Wow.
So after Mass, he asked my wife if she could come with him, and she knew right away that he's going to get me situated on the route that the Pope mobile is going to take. Now, what's interesting is Pope Francis actually came by initially and looked the other way and missed him. And the usher was apologetic, and my wife was still excited she'd been that close to the Pope. Now, if it had been Pope Benedict, that would have been it. Pope Benedict was just a more reserved person, and he would usually do just one tour. And what we were learning, and we have learned since then, is Pope Francis really is a very socially outgoing individual, and the crowds energize him. He came around for a second pass, and at that point, actually the crowd saw what was going on. Other ushers got in the act. The crowd started chanting Bambino, little boy, and the ushers just lifted him up. And, you know, if I can say, too, on the face of it, we have an old man embracing a little disabled boy. Right. What is it about that so moved the world? Well, of course, that old man is a very symbolic individual. He's head of 1 billion people in the world. He's the head of the Catholic Church. And that boy, you know, I saw it really, I have always seen it as he's representative of all children or all people with special needs. But what my son did, let me just say this, is he broke out in this great smile. My son has very severe physical limitations, but his cognitive abilities are completely normal. He knew who the Pope was. He's the son of a Catholic theologian, a professor of theology. He knows very well who the Pope is. And he broke into this great smile, but he put his arm around the Pope. Hmm. Let me tell you, I can count on my one hand the number of times that he's done that quickly. It's usually, it takes him a long time to process a kind of intentional movement with his body, with his arm in this case, that he did it on the spot in a crowd of 250,000 with the entire world watching. Hmm. That was nothing short of a miracle. I'm convinced of it. His physical therapist who cared for him, when they saw that, they couldn't believe it. You know, they know how difficult it is for him to do that. And for if my son didn't do that, I don't know if it was if the world would have been as moved by the encounter as it was.
Now, who did take that photograph?
Well, you see, the papal election had occurred just a couple of weeks previously, so a lot of media were still in town. That photograph was taken by professional photographers who were stationed up over. They had hotels across the street from St. Peter's Square. They were perched up there. Hmm. They had been there for the conclave, the election, and they were still there for Easter Sunday. So it was funny, as I didn't know, of course, at the time that there was any image of it. I ran into a student of mine. I was teaching there for the semester. She noticed, she recognized it was my son, and she got a picture with her iPhone. And so I said, make sure I get that picture, because I didn't know. And then when we got back to our apartment, I already was receiving texts that the picture of Dominic and Pope Francis was going viral. It was going all over the world.
So that was that iPhone picture?
No, it was some professional photographer who had already posted it online.
I see.
And
now, you have said that the Pope whispered something in your son's ear that day. Yeah. Do you know what he said?
Dominic still won't tell anyone. And when you ask him, he'll just break into this great smile. When you ask Dominic what he thinks of being a rock star, he just gets a huge smile on his face. And then you ask him, what did Pope Francis whisper into your ear? He smiles and he says, are you going to tell anybody? And he says, no.
Have you had any communication with the Vatican since then at all?
Not directly. We stayed in Rome for a couple of months after that, and actually tried using some connections to try to get a reunion with Pope Francis, say at his morning mass, and I'm sure Pope Francis would have been very happy to have such a thing. But, you know, what's funny is the connections that had worked for Pope Benedict didn't work for Pope. Pope Francis was still too new into his pontificate to know who to speak to. To get the word in.
Well, certainly it was a meaningful moment for Pope Francis too.
Yeah, I think it was, that's why I think he would have been very happy to have another reunion.
Are you planning to try to see him this visit?
No, you know, Dominic is 2.5 years older. He's a lot bigger. My wife and I laugh that there's no way this could happen. Again, he's just too big. You know,
timing was right.
Pick him up. Yeah. Logistically, it would be difficult. And 250,000 is the crowd of St. Peter's Square. They're talking 2 million in Philadelphia. So we kind of felt like we got a lot of that out of our system because we were there for the historic last days of Pope Benedict and papal election and that great Easter Sunday.
Well, thank you so much. We've been talking to Providence College theology professor Paul Gondreau, whose son was embraced by Pope Francis back on Easter of 2013. You may have seen that photograph. You may have remembered it. If you haven't, please go to our website at wgbhnews.org. You can see it there. A really, truly magnificent, magic moment that you were able to share with the Pope.
It sure was.
Thank you so much, Paul.
You're welcome. Great to be here.